This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. No, we're not starting over. This is staying. Okay. There are no cuts.
Okay.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. How you doing, Giggles?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Yeah.
Okay, you all right there?
Yeah.
I prepared an elaborate interview with lots of notes for this amazing session that we're going to have together. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready. I was going to interview you, and you were going to interview me right back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to tell me, like, as accurate answers as possible.
Okay.
And the world will judge you based on these responses.
Okay.
What's the earliest memory you have of learning something about the Quran?
When I was, like, 6 years old, my mom wanted us to, like, learn Quran so we can pray, because without Quran, you can't pray, so.
Okay. Without Quran, you can't pray. That's right. Okay. And then, what's next? What's the next major memory you have about learning from the Quran?
Me learning Surah Al-Ikhlas for like sitting down 30 minutes. I memorized it. So I was pretty happy.
So where did you learn to read Quran from?
We just downloaded this app and like my mom would teach us the Afghani way of reading the Quran. So it wasn't like super accurate, but.
You remember what that sounded like?
Yeah. You want me to go?
Yeah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
It's not bad.
I mean, now I'm saying it with like a bit of tajweed because.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Pretty solid. MashaAllah. Okay, so the reason I wanted to have this conversation with you is because I have a project in mind.
Okay.
I think that it would be really helpful. I mean, obviously, I teach you and your sister and lots of other people Arabic too, but there are lots of people who don't have the ability or the time. Or the opportunity to learn Arabic, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't learn something about the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I do like the deeper look lectures on the Quran, mm-hmm. where I just try to go into a lot of detail about every ayah. But there's another way of reading the Quran where you're just kind of basically going through the meanings
mm-hmm.
And trying to understand at the most, you know, easiest level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important too, mm-hmm. because have you ever read a translation of the Quran?
Yeah.
What was the first time you read a translation of the Quran?
Like
not a YouTube video or a lecture, but actually you picked up a translation or read it on an app or something.
Oh, not even on an app?
Even on an app.
Oh, I mean, I was like young.
Yeah.
I mean, I am still young, but like, I was like same time, like
two
when
months.
I was, what?
No, nothing. Okay.
No, like I was like six or okay. seven. Weird read.
What did you read?
Surah Al-Ikhlas.
Okay. Did you understand it easily?
I mean, it was pretty straightforward. I mean,
did you try reading anything else about the Quran?
I mean, to my knowledge, I mean, I guess Surah Al-Qurra's Rabbin Nas.
Okay, then, the last surahs,
mm-hmm.
the short surahs. So there's a lot of people that, kids and adults, that you know want to understand the Quran and they pick up a translation and they read it. But a lot of times they end up getting confused. Like, what is this saying? What's the point of saying that?
Mm-hmm.
How come it says that? What does that mean for me? That mm-hmm. kind of thing, right? So
yeah.
What I wanted to do is have a project for you, other kids here locally near Bayina campus,
mm-hmm.
and inshallah around the world, where everybody reads the Quran together and we kind of go through it at a basic level. So
mm-hmm.
we all become familiar with the Quran at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my idea. My idea is I give you a homework assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Like this week, I'll give you the assignment of reading the Fatiha,
mm-hmm.
translation, any translation you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is you talk to you think about it, your parents think about it, you talk to your sister and brother about it, and you know, what thoughts come to your mind and what
mm-hmm.
questions come to your mind, you kind of write down.
Okay.
If no questions come to your mind, then well and good. No questions came to your mind.
Okay.
But if you thought something was confusing or you wonder what it meant or is this what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right in thinking this way? Then I want you to jot those thoughts down.
Okay.
Right? You're not listening to a lecture on it. You're not reading a tafsir or some detail. Just a basic translation,
mm-hmm.
any translation. And you're trying to, you know, kind of really just think about it.
Okay.
And then what I want to do is get together with you once a week
mm-hmm.
and with some of the other kids too. And I'm going to try to take 10, 15 minutes and kind of briefly explain that same assignment that I gave you
mm-hmm.
and talk about some of the things we could learn from that page.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take in questions from around the world from mm-hmm. adults and children that may have asked questions about that that surah or an ayah in that page that I gave you guys, and we can talk about that.
Okay.
So that way, kids, adults, families around the world, we're all reading the Quran together.
Okay.
And I'll tell you one more thing. And this is probably going to be the hardest part of this project.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah has given us a mind and He's given us a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing is, you can read the Quran with your mind,
mm-hmm.
and you can also read the Quran with your
heart.
Mm-hmm. And this one's harder. So reading the Quran with your mind means you got to learn the Arabic of it. You got to study the tafsirs of it. You got to figure out the meanings of it. You know, all this like study stuff, right? So mm-hmm. I already do that. Right.
Yeah.
But that's really important, because mm-hmm. if you don't study it properly with your mind, then you won't understand the meanings. Yeah. Right. So I'll try to help you with that. But mm-hmm. there's another side of it, which is reading the Quran with your, what did I say?
Heart.
With your heart. And that part is when you read an ayah, you say, well, Allah says this. What do I learn from it that brings me closer to Allah?
Mm-hmm.
Or what did I learn from, if I think about this ayah, what does it make me want to do
mm-hmm.
as a believer?
Mm-hmm.
Or what should I feel? Because feelings are in the heart. What should I feel when I hear this
mm-hmm.
ayah, when I understand this ayah? Or Allah said this, how do I turn what Allah said into a dua?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an easy example. If I read Surah Al-Baqarah,
mm-hmm.
right? The first words in Al-Baqarah are, do you know the first words in Al-Baqarah?
Alif Lam
Mim. Alif Lam Mim. Now, Alif Lam Mim, if I ask you what it means, do you have any idea what it means?
No,
I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no one knows what it
Allah
means.
Knows.
Allah knows alone, mm-hmm. right? So, okay, so I read Alif Lam Mim and I'm thinking to myself, okay, from my mind,
mm-hmm.
the brain part, I'm trying to figure out what it means, and Allah says, basically, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now the brain part is done. Mm-hmm. What's left?
The heart.
The heart part. The heart part would be, Ya Allah, here's what I feel. I feel like you know everything and I know
nothing.
And if you wanted me to know what this means,
mm-hmm.
you would have told me.
Mm-hmm.
But you decided to say this to me, but still not tell me what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying that when I'm not supposed to know what something means,
mm-hmm.
that I don't become, my heart doesn't become so obsessed and so curious that I always want to figure out what everything means
mm-hmm.
when you've made something a mystery on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like you decided not to tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
I want my heart to be happy with the fact that I trust you. Even when you don't explain something to me, I'm content with it.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm making dua to you, Ya Allah, that the things that I am meant to understand,
mm-hmm.
that you help me understand them
mm-hmm.
and heal me with them. And the things that I'm not meant to understand, that I every time I come across them, I remind myself how little I know,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, being humble is about like, I don't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So Ya Allah, because of Alif Lam Mim, just help me just remember all the time that I don't know everything
mm-hmm.
and I don't have all the answers. And you have the answers and I don't. I'm humbling myself as a student, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those kinds of lessons, how do we just read anything and think about what could I ask Allah? What conversation could I have with Allah after reading this ayah?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a really good way of thinking about how do you read Quran from the heart?
Mm-hmm.
What conversation can I have with Allah after reading this ayah? Then it doesn't matter if it's a story, it doesn't matter if it's a rule. Doesn't matter if it's something about judgment day, something about the world, about mountains or trees. It doesn't matter. We're going to ask ourselves that question.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what you guys come up with too. What you come up with, what I come up with,
mm-hmm.
what anybody else comes up with too. So it's going to be a pretty fun project. I'm giving you a week. So it's going to be pretty relaxed.
Okay.
So all you're doing this week is basically taking some time, a few minutes every day,
mm-hmm.
and reading a translation of the Fatiha and thinking about it a little bit.
Okay.
Sound like a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
I am excited about this project. We'll see how people around the world respond, inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
We might even bring on guests from online for some of the episodes. And of
mm-hmm.
course, you know, those kids that used to be here that used to wreak havoc on campus.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to bring some of them back
inshallah.
As COVID, inshallah, starts settling down. So look forward to having all of you on board with this project. This video is being released on social media, so you'll find it on Facebook and you'll find it on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
but these episodes are going to be exclusively on Bayana TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I've created a website that you're going to see in the description here, that if you're a subscriber to Bayana TV, you can log in and you can post your questions.
Mm-hmm.
So for next week, there's a deadline. And before that deadline, you can post those questions so that we can get all of those questions, organize them, and have a neat episode next week discussing what we learned about Surah Al-Fatiha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking to that camera over
yeah.
there. Yeah. it's pretty cool because I got two cameras and stuff. Yeah. It's really pretty sweet. So that's what we're going to do. And I don't want to broadcast all of these episodes on social media because, number one, trolls are too distracting. And I want people to study Quran without distraction. And I want, you know, anybody who wants to learn and says I can't afford a Bayna TV subscription, that's not a problem. You can go to BaynaTV.com, click on the gift subscription, and get yourself a gift subscription. Inshallah, we don't turn anybody away. So I hope that all of you guys and your families engage in this project, that you have these conversations with your family members. So I'm giving you this assignment, but actually the homework assignment is you're having this conversation with Maryam and Mustafa and mom and dad, and you know, and you guys are reading this together, and then inshallah you're coming back with some things that you learned from them, some things you thought about, and inshallah we'll have those kinds of conversations. So let's begin inshallah next week. Excited to start. Barakallahu li wa lakum, salamu alaykum. And this usually Ahmed says, do your best and Allah will do the rest. So we're gonna use that again. Let's do it.
Do your best and Allah will do the rest.
See you guys soon.